Next, we have a regular item from Long Whittenham's magazine, The Bridge, from the Beyond the Fridge series, and this one's entitled Celebrating with Tea. According to Bargain Hunt this week, there are three different kinds of tea meals in the UK. Cream teas are one, then high tea, which can be quite substantial and varies according to location. And now afternoon tea has become generally a celebratory meal with sandwiches, petit fours, scones, and very often a glass of champagne, often taken in an upmarket location of hotel, spa, or stately home. When he was little, my son always called the meal on Sunday proper tea, as it involved helpings of cake. I suspect while implying inferior versions were available. We have also evolved a further agenda to find a birthday venue, which is interesting or unusual. Last year, my daughter-in-law arranged for us to go to Monkey Island near Bray, which can only be reached on foot or by boat or helicopter, where it is said that the mad King George III was banished with a pet monkey. The monkey room in the house has spectacular paintings by a French artist of monkeys in many riverside settings. Sir Edward Elgar worked on his first symphony and violin concerto in the Hut, a house on the adjacent bank. And famous literary visitors included World War I poets Siegfried Sassoon, H.G. Wells, and lover Rebecca West, whose 1918 novel Return of the Soldier centred on a past affair on Monkey Island. Now forgive me if I digress into family history. Our visit to Danesfield House Hotel at Medenham this year began with a suggestion from my son that we should visit Hughenden Manor, the former home of Disraeli near High Wycombe. He thought it would be of interest, as he said they had a display of maps relating to the work that Granny did in the war. My mother, a seaside photographer and winner of Daily Telegraph crosswords, also spoke German. Evacuated from Margate to Aynsham, she was called up to work for Chatham House, part of which was evacuated to Balliol College. Here she worked in a small team developing the aerial reconnaissance photographs taken by American airmen out of Beresfield Aerodrome. She said little about the work. Family rumour is that she may have signed the Official Secret Act. But she did say that she always felt guilty about working on the map of Dresden due to the dreadful bombing there. Towards the end of the war, she was working on photographs of Vietnam. At Hughenden Manor, they discovered by complete accident from a visitor quite recently that the manor had been used to translate these photographs into maps. Accurate, updated maps of Germany were not produced from the mid-1930s. The unit was commissioned by Churchill when he discovered that despite extensive bombing, the Allies were not hitting targets, which mattered due to lack of this knowledge. It was stated in the exhibition that it was high on the Luftwaffe bombing target list. Well, as soon as we walked into the first room at Hughenden, among many others, there on the wall was the map of Dresden. It sent shivers up my spine.